Blessed be our God. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Now, in the time of this mortal life in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal. Through him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Grace to you and peace from our Father, from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We'll read the psalm in unison. Hear, O shepherd of Israel, leading Joseph like a flock, shine forth, you that enthroned upon the cherubim, in the presence of Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Stir up your strength and come to help us. Restore us, O God of hosts. Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angered despite the prayers of your people? You have fed them with bread of tears. You have given them bowls of tears to drink. You have made us the derision of our neighbors, and our enemies laugh us to scorn. Restore us, O God of hosts. Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, son of man, for yourself. And so will you never turn away from you. Give us light that we may call upon your name. Restore us, O Lord, God of hosts. Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "In those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey. When he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all. Keep awake. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Do you all know that I am a Yankee? I was born and raised by an old New England family in New Haven, Connecticut. And it was in New Haven that I met my husband, who happened to be studying there, but he is a boy from the deep South. Yankee girl, Southern boy. Our marriage was the meeting of two cultures. In fact, I'll never forget when JD first drove me down south and I tasted his mommy-o's fried chicken. That's his grandma. Whew, never tasted anything so good in my life. I love the South. That's why I'm here. And I love my husband. But there was one thing that I always held out on. Like all good Southern boys, JD is a hunter. He will hunt anything. Deer. That's interesting. Freudian slip. Actually, he used to hunt beer. He doesn't do that anymore. We've got, in Max's room, we have all of these animals that he shot because I refuse to put them in the living room. But there are deer, there's a bear, birds, everything. So many years ago, JD took me hunting with him. We went bird hunting. Well, let's just say I rooted for the birds. And I haven't been invited back. It's been 20 years. After our Thanksgiving service and our meal here at the church, JD really wanted me to come up hunting with him. I guess he was moved by the Spirit to try again. So all five of us went up to Georgia and stayed in this tiny little trailer, which I worried might get knocked over if the boys got in a fight. And I thought, I'm just going to sit by the fire. I love campfires, and I love the woods. I'll just sit there in the woods, you know, and that'll be it. That's good. Friday afternoon came, and Max, my 10-year-old, said, "Mom, I want you to hunt with me." Well, how do you say no to that? I put on all that stuff, you know, all that camouflage that's supposed to not smell like anything at all. We went out into the woods and climbed up a ladder 12 feet in a tree. We sat there in a tree stand. And Max grabbed my hand. Have you ever experienced something so beautiful that time seems to stop? It was so quiet. The sun was just beginning to go down, and there were these gentle breezes that would pass through the woods, and you could hear the dry leaves rustling. It was almost like music. The colors of the fall leaves were so beautiful that I wished I was a painter. Max and I would look intently out into the woods, and then I would hear something rustling in the leaves, and I'd think, maybe that's a deer. And I'd look, and it would be a squirrel. I was so awake, so alive. It was very beautiful. I had no idea. Do you know what the word Advent really means? It means becoming. We are actually waiting for Advent during the season of Advent. We're waiting for the coming of Christ. And Jesus says, it's like watching for signs in nature. Look at the fig tree, he says. When the fig tree starts to bloom, then you know it's spring. If you're watching carefully in my world, then you will know when I'm coming again. But you have to be awake and aware. Based on what Jesus is telling us in this gospel, it sounds like the most important quality that you and I can have is not so much faithfulness or even generosity or kindness, but it's awareness. I mean, you could be the best person in the world and do so much good and work to help the poor and all this, but if you're half asleep when Christ comes, you'll miss it. You'll just miss it. But most of us, we don't like waiting. Americans, well, we hate waiting, don't we? If we have to wait, it's a bad sign. It means there's poor service, somebody messed up our order, right? Who likes to wait in line at Walmart? Who thinks of that as a devotional moment? Not me. If I have to wait, I think there's something broken and wrong, and it's bad, and it puts me in a bad mood. But most of the greatest things in life take time, don't they? The forming of the mountains, the way a child grows in its mother's womb, these things don't just happen. We want fast food and fast service, but all the things that are truly worth something take time, right? But waiting is hard. It's hard to stay awake and aware and look for something for so long. It's frustrating. I remember as a freshman in college when my high school boyfriend was going to come and visit me, and I was so homesick, and he represented home, even though I didn't really like him that much. Well, I knew he was coming, and I cleaned my room, and I put on something pretty because he was going to take me out to dinner, and then I waited. And I looked out the window, waited for his car, and waited some more, and then I started to get grumpy. And he wasn't even late. But by the time he got there, I was in a bad mood because I had to wait. And it hurts to wait. It's risky and it's not comfortable. Jesus says it's like you've been put in charge of a household, but the master has gone off traveling. And you've got to do all the work of the household. You've got to do chores and cook and clean, but you've also got to keep your eyes out, because at any moment, the master could come back. And you don't want to be caught asleep. What's Jesus talking about being asleep? I don't know about you, but when I get really busy, whole days can go by and I don't even think about much about more than what I have to do next. Busyness puts us to sleep. Moving from one appointment to the next, sending one email after the next, trying to prevent problems or solve them or catastrophes, all of that puts you to sleep. It's a kind of spiritual malaise, and whole years can pass without us being aware or awake at all. There can be a beautiful sunset and you're driving and all you're thinking about is the next place you have to go, and you don't even notice. You don't even notice. I've come to believe that there are levels of awareness. Some people can spend their whole lives spinning their wheels, trying to provide for their family, trying to do the next thing, and never thinking about what any of this means. And often, it's suffering that wakes us up. Someone will die, someone will get cancer, and all of a sudden, that person will start to ask questions, to wake up. No wonder we don't want to be always awake. It kind of hurts, doesn't it? We don't have all the answers. Jesus even says no one knows when Christ is coming again. Not even the Son, but only the Father. So we're waiting for something and we don't know when it's going to happen. Awareness is something that you can practice. That's why in the Christian tradition we teach about daily prayer. In fact, one of our parishioners who's a monk and some others are going to start daily morning and evening prayer here at the cathedral. And I know many of you won't be able to come, but you can know that we're doing it. And the church teaches you, take a little time every day for God. And don't just talk to God, but also listen. Awareness increases over time. It's like exercise. You do it enough, and it becomes a practice, and you gradually wake up. And you can ask yourselves questions. What is God doing in my life? Right now, not somewhere in the future, not the mistakes I made in the past, but I am is not I will be or I was. God only will move in the now. So what is going on right now in your life? How can you listen to the movement of the Spirit? What is God asking of you right now? These are the questions of Advent. Last week, Dr. Mary Neal, a spinal surgeon, talked about how she died and came back. Many of you heard her, I know. One of the things that she said was when she died, Jesus showed her how many of the great decisions of her life had affected others. Not just one or two others, but Christ showed her how her decisions were like pebbles hitting the water, that they rippled out 5 and 6 and 7 layers of people. When you're being aware and watching and waiting, ask yourself, what does God want me to do right now? And how would that action affect others and others? and others. What is the Spirit doing in my life? I wonder what the world would look like if we became more aware of every action we took, every decision that we made, how we might be able to communicate with one another, to find perhaps some peace. The sun was almost down when I heard a rustling again up in that tree stand. And Max and I looked, and a doe stepped out from behind some trees. She looked at us. I turned to Max, and he said, "Don't worry, Mom, she's kind of small, so I'm not going to shoot her." We just stared at one another. And then she was gone. I don't think I'll ever forget it. Amen. Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again. In accordance with the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
With all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord, saying, "Lord, come among us." For all who are ill, suffering, lonely, or in distress, I invite you to speak their names aloud.
For Beverly Rogers, Gary. We pray for peace in Ferguson, Missouri. We pray for the families of Michael Brown and Darren Wilson.
Lord, we wait for you. For the welfare of the world, for peace among nations, wisdom for our leaders, and an end to all hunger and suffering. Lord, we wait for you.
Lord, come us.
For the church throughout the world and this congregation here gathered, that we may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments. We pray especially for John, Charles, and Dorsey, our bishops, Catherine, our presiding bishop, and Justin, Archbishop of Canterbury. Lord, we wait for you.
Lord,
for those who have died, that they may be welcomed into your light and presence, I invite you to speak their names aloud.
For Don, Jonathan and June, Craig, Ed.
Lord, we wait for you.
Lord, come on us.
For all who have come to worship you here today, that we may have the strength to reserve time for you during this Advent season. Lord, we wait for you.
Lord, come on us.
We give thanks for the coming of our Savior, your Son, Jesus Christ. Let us also offer our thanks for all our many blessings. I invite you to name your blessings aloud.
For this community, for my family, for the liturgy.
Lord, we wait for you.
Lord, come on us.
Father in heaven, help us not to allow our lives to rush on and on without stopping to notice you, to wait for you and watch. This we ask in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the cathedral. We're so glad that you're here today. If you're new to our congregation and would like more information about the cathedral, please raise your hand up high, and one of the greeters will bring you a bag, but you have to hold it up really high so we can find you. Great job. Great job. And I see someone over there as well. Good, good. Thank you. Welcome. If you haven't yet signed up, you can access our church directory online, and you can even get a little app on your iPhone and find out about everybody's name. You can put your picture on there, one that you like. So go onto our website and follow the directions, and make sure that you get onto the Church Life app on your phone. This Sunday marks the beginning of the Christian year, so Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. We are having an alternative gift market, so you can come into Tolliver Hall in our new lobby out here and enjoy some wonderful gifts that do good in the world. Tonight, there is an evensong, one of my favorites of the year. The Advent Procession of Lessons and Carols is this evening. It's a candlelit service. And after that, the bookstore will have an open house with wine and cheese. We also have an angel tree in Tolliver Hall. These are children whose fathers are in prison. And the fathers have filled out a lot of paperwork and written something to their child. And if you are willing to go out and buy the gift will come from the father to the child. So I hope we can empty that tree. Everybody can pick up an angel. December 1st is World AIDS Day, and we have a parishioner, David Slate, who is a Lutheran priest, and he's so quiet you would never know this, but he adopted seven boys. But one of his sons died of AIDS recently, and he has had a quilt made, which is now hanging in Tolliver Hall in memory of Victor Slate, and it will become part of the AIDS Memorial quilt. But if you walk into Tolliver, you can see Victor's quilt on display today, and we will remember and give thanks for his life. As I mentioned, morning and evening prayer begin today. There's more details about that in your bulletin. You're always welcome to come to any of those prayer services. If you're new, on Thursday at 6 o'clock, we have a little newcomers social, and that's a fun chance for me to get to know you. I hope you'll come. Don't forget the Christmas pageant. That's also in your bulletin. And lastly, Carl will be ordained next Sunday. He'll become a priest. And according to Carl, he started this journey 13 years ago. So it's been quite a journey, and I hope you all will come. It's 5 o'clock next Sunday. Bishop Henderson will be here to ordain Carl, and it will be a great celebration. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. From ages past, no ear has heard, no eye has seen any God besides you. You have done awesome deeds. You meet gladly with those who do right and remember your ways. You enrich us and strengthen us by your blessing and assure us that though heaven and earth will pass away, you will always be present among those who love you. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father. Now, and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for you. You are the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many,
let us say together the post-communion prayer. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Keep watch. Stay awake. You do not know when our Lord is coming. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.